UTC. A 55-47 loss in the boys' basketball side of things. 73-28 for the girls tonight, as Jackson County Central had 13 points from Blaze Rao, 10 from Carter Buell, 13 more points from Sullivan Hall, 4 points for Ben Gallagher, 3 points for Carson Dosher and Jacob Kruger, 1 point for Isaiah Safey, and unofficially on the Cardinals side, I have at least 15 points for Logan Junkermeyer, 6 points for Joe Hackett, 8 points for Braden Williamson, 6 points for Joe Long, Reed Johnson with 7, 6 for Kellen Fritz, and 5 for Tavian Harvey. But that's unofficial, and I was trying to get to the total that they have, which was the 55, and wasn't quite able to get there. So for what that's worth, but I know the GCC totals are right at the very least, and Huskies and Cardinals was intense as it always is. They went back and forth for the first half pretty much entirely, as Fairmont was able to grow the lead to 7 at one point in the first half. In the second half, it was as many as 9 and even more at times, or at least 9 over the course of the home stretch of this one. And the key was they were not allowing JCC to be able to fully come back and tie the game or even get past them like they did in the first half.
I could definitely tell, I think a lot of people could tell, that Hall down deep in the zone, they really wanted to feed it to him. They really wanted to get some alley-oops going in there. But Junkermeyer just comes in and just, he's just all over him. And those two were at each other like glue the entire time. You've also got a lot of aggressive play just from, again, you name it, they were aggressive. Somebody from JCC, somebody else is going to counter them. It's all a game of counterbalance. It was all a game of, like I said before, anything you can do, I can do just as well. Because you can't say better, because if you say better, this would be like a 75-33 game, right? So that's where you say. But it's because anything I can do just as well. That's why this game was as close as it was, and that's why this was entertaining throughout the entire process.
55-47, Fairmont emerges victorious over Jackson County Central, and especially in those last clutch moments, Fairmont was able to deliver as they needed to down that stretch. Now, on the women's side, the girls' side here tonight, Dan brought you that one, and so I'll let him do his recap of that as well.
Well, in the first couple minutes of the game, it seemed like it could go either way as JCC and Fairmont were both kind of battling it out against each other. But then all of a sudden, sort of about, I want to say, maybe 5 minutes into the first half, it then just spiraled out of control and turned into a whole Fairmont possession, as the final score of the first half was 39-9, as while JCC just couldn't quite get any offensive pressure going. They tried as they will. They kept playing as much as they could. But when you're going up against somebody like Bailey Miller, well, she kind of squeaked through as many opportunities as she could to go coast to coast multiple amounts of times. She scored 19 total points in the first half and then picked up an additional 12 in the second half for 31 total points on the night. But the good thing about the JCC girls is that they provided a lot of defensive coverage as they could, as they were doing really, really well on the half-court press during the first half. But then the problem was, as soon as Fairmont broke through the half-court press, that's when all the offense kept scoring and scoring and scoring. 73-28, your final score, as JCC was able to get more offensive pressure going into the second half. The only problem was with that one, as they were facing a running clock, they were down by a big deficit. So the wheels were churning, but the wheels weren't churning as fast enough as they would have liked to get in and actually get some offensive pressure going. Kinley Vanderveer, she only had one total point in the first half, but then she picked up 11 more in the second and was the leading scorer with 12 on the night. Zadie Farmer had 3 points in the first half, picked up 2 free throws for 5 total points in the second half. Madeline Rao, she had 1 bucket in the first half and then a 3-pointer in the second for 5 total points. Liza Leopold, 3 free throws made, 3 out of 4 attempts, 3 total points for her. And then Maddie Wackle also had a free throw made for her as well. So 28 total points. Just they got the wheels clicking, but they didn't get the wheels clicking fast enough to really get back into it and try to challenge Fairmont as much as they would have liked to. But, I mean, when Fairmont was doing exactly kind of how we outlined it in the pregame show and what Coach Rafe knew was going to happen, strong defensive pressure and offensive kind of juggernaut almost, and kind of made him just say, welcome to Fairmont. And that was kind of the reaction that we got here is, I mean, I'm still proud of the girls because they still put some effort into it, and they never kind of rolled over and said, oh, we're down by 30. They said, no, we're down by 30. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep chugging. And I really like the output effort. Just fortunately, Fairmont just kept the upper hand for the majority of the game, though.
Yeah, JCC was able to put a solid effort in as far as the girls' side here tonight, and Fairmont was just the better team. They were able to kind of flex their muscle, especially in the majority of that game. But that first part of the game, like I said, a lot of good things happened there. There were bright spots mixed in there. When you look at 78-23, you kind of look beyond the box score, got to get into the film and stuff like that, study up and figure out what you can do to be better the next opportunity.
Because, in fact, during the first couple minutes of that girls' game, JCC was actually in the lead, which if you looked at the box score, you would have said, no way. But, yes, they were in the lead. They were playing toe-to-toe. They came to play. And then all of a sudden, it just went right into Fairmont's direction. They went on a 30-point stretch and 39-9 at the first half there. So, you know, just one of those nights. And another key reason was as much as they launched up at the basket, nothing went in either.
Damn.
And that's you know, it's always disheartening because you're like, hey, I'm doing what I'm needed to be doing. I'm throwing them at the basket, but the basket just kept denying a good majority of the shots, and that would have really sparked JCC's offensive pressure here tonight as well, really putting the score up higher than it should have been. So, again, yeah, box score only reflects one thing, and that's for both the boys' game and for the girls' game as well. The box score says one thing, but what you actually saw out on the court, what you actually saw from the effort, that tells a completely different story.
78-23, JCC girls fall to Fairmont here tonight. And then in the nightcap, it was the Jackson County Central boys falling to the Fairmont Cardinals, 55-47. But it was 31-30 at halftime. It was almost a dead heat for most of the game. But Fairmont was the team that was able to make, you know, those few extra plays and grab the loose balls and stuff like that. And they were able to just be a little bit better than JCC over the course of tonight, and it ultimately came to fruition with a 55-47 victory for the Cardinals here in Fairmont. A sweep for the Cardinals here in Fairmont tonight, and JCC moves on to more Cardinals. Redwood Valley hitting the road once again, and they'll try to get back on the winning side after back-to-back losses after a 2-0 start to the season. Fairmont will move on to a matchup with Wyndham, as they will improve on their side of the ledger to a 3-1 mark. And then on Tuesday, they will actually have Wyndham right here. That'll be their next game for the Cardinals. And then our next event for the Huskies will actually be the debut of wrestling in December here, Thursday, December 18th. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will visit GCC. A rivalry rematch of that state matchup. And that'll be on KKOJ Radio and Explore Live Video. That is the plan. We will go and see Wyndham next week as well. GCC will be at Wyndham on Friday, December 19th. We'll have that on KKOJ Radio. Before all that, Monday, December 15th, Nicollet at MCW, Martin County West, girls basketball, 6:45. Is our expected start of the pregame for a 7 o'clock tip-off on Extreme. That will be on Monday. And there's quite a bit of MCW action on our early January schedule especially. And then we get back into more JCC stuff kind of later on in January, early February. Then once we get into the postseason, we follow everyone wherever they are able to go. Fire North Wrestling Tournament going on tonight. It's a huge weekend of wrestling over in Jackson. In fact, it's the Pizza Rants Invitational being in town. And so that will be all day long. And starting about 9:45 tomorrow, it'll be Jackson County Central hosting the Pizza Ranch Invitational. Like 17 teams, representatives of them, are going to be in town for that one in Jackson. Always a calendar landmark. And then gymnastics is scheduled at least to head up to Marshall as far as their competition. And NRHEG for a 5 p.m. tip-off, it looks like, for at Maple River High School for JCC. Of course, the boys will not be headed to Edina because that basketball tip-off event was canceled as well. So for Dan Sloboda and Janet back at the studio, Janet Heron, thank you for being on the board here tonight. JCC swept by Fairmont, 73-28 in the girls' game, and then in the boys' game was 55-47, the final. For Dan Sloboda and Janet Heron, I'm Kempson Cross. Thanking you for tuning in. This has been JCC Basketball on KKOJ Radio, and we hope you all come back.